Hello, it's the 26th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. MP Richard Fuller has been criticised for his opinions expressed on LBC's radio Tom Swarbeck's programme. Mr Fuller, in discussing Friday's mini-budget unveiled by new Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng, made the statement that when it comes to money, young Brits were simply plodding along. The North Bed's MP said that young people were not motivated to take advantage of government incentives such as tax cuts. Fuller, who is also the Treasury Minister, said that they were missing opportunities to let their money grow through investment risk, rather than letting it sit idle in a bank savings account. The host, Mr. Swarbeck, who was once an advisor to the former PM Theresa May, pointed out that young people don't have money to risk. The responses to the show on Facebook and Twitter echoed Swarbeck's conclusions, labelling the MP as out of touch. Homeless charity The King's Arms Project has submitted a proposal for a communal centre and six new homes to be built behind the Priory Methodist Church off Newnham Avenue in Bedford. A spokesperson emphasised the lack of affordable housing across Bedford for vulnerable people. Eddie Dempsey, Assistant General Secretary of the National Union of Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers, addressed a diverse crowd at St Mary's Church for Luton's first Enough is Enough rally. He focused on the cost of living struggles for people across the country, highlighting the unacceptable reality of Luton as a town with the largest homeless population outside of London. Enough is Enough is an economic fairness movement seeking action from the government. Recently released prisoner of war Sean Pinner, who was facing the death penalty in Russian-held Ukraine, has returned to the home of his mother near Potton, Bedfordshire. Mr. Pinner celebrated his freedom with a steak dinner and a glass of red wine. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.